Heaven, on the other hand, is a totally different deal. Here's how it works. When a Christian dies, he goes to stand in the final judgment, and if he has salvation, whether by the sacraments, or by being born again, or whatever the prescribed mechanism according to the particular branch of Christian faith that you're talking about, then he goes to heaven. And heaven is a place, where is it? It's in the sky, obviously. Actually, heaven means sky, right? So it's in the sky, or it's beyond the sky, or above the clouds. Or, you know, remember that Russian astronaut who the first guy to orbit the Earth, and he said, there's no heaven up here, God's not up here. So, well, it's further out. It's just a little further out. And you get there, and St. Peter is sitting at the gate, right, to grant admittance. It's like every classic joke, you know, starts with St. Peter at the gates of heaven. Why is St. Peter at the gates? Do you know? Because, yeah, exactly, because Christ gave him the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He says, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. We're used keys at a gate, right? So he let you in or not, because he's got the keys. That's where that comes from. This is a complete misunderstanding of that passage and a complete misunderstanding of the term kingdom of heaven, yeah. But anyway, so in the classic view, the pearly gates are there, made of precious stones, and those open up onto streets of gold, which, by the way, both the pearly gates and the streets of gold are taken from Isaiah's and John's visions of New Jerusalem in the world to come, and not a description of heaven. Well, that's heaven on earth. But it's not like heaven as the place of the disembodied souls of the dead. You go in, and on lining the streets of these streets of gold, what do you have? Mansions. Row upon row of mansions, because everybody has their own mansion, which, by the way, is a misunderstanding of the old King James English of John 14:2, which should be more accurately translated as, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. King James English word mansions simply meant that. It meant dwelling places. The English language changed. The King James did not. It's not a palatial house. That's not the intention. Anyway, so then there's mansions, then there's a lot of people with harps. Right? It says in Revelation 15:2, with harps of God in their hands. So everyone has a harp. But beyond that, it's kind of fuzzy. There's nothing too certain. Sounds like we're going to be there forever. Toby was telling me, I remember we were talking about heaven and hell way back when Boaz had suggested that we do this teaching on heaven and hell. He said, yeah, you know, I remember growing up in the church as a kid and they say that hell was going to be an eternal worship service. I said, that doesn't sound like heaven to me. Sounds more like hell. I'm going to be there forever and ever and never ending worship. It's like, oh man, that's just like church. Can you imagine? It's like the angels, the angelic worship band. It's like how many times they're going to repeat the chorus, you know? It's like, let's go up a key. Anyway, it is a hard sell. This is a really hard sell to try to get people to be interested in going to this place. Because everybody else is saying, you know, I would just, that's it? You know, that's what you're going to do there. You're going to love it. It's a state of total bliss. You know, this is a hard sell because, in fact, we are corporeal creatures. We're unfamiliar with a never-ending state of bliss. In fact, that doesn't sound too good. And we find, actually, as human beings, as normal human beings, we find fulfillment and purpose in meeting challenges, in reaching goals, in overcoming conflict. And so an endless existence without purpose, without challenge, without goal, without conflict, that doesn't sound too exciting. And to cap it off, there's no marrying or giving in marriage. So there's not much left to interest the human mind. Except for the food. I heard one pastor say that he was relieved to get out of going to hell, but not particularly interested in going to heaven. So then there's uncertainty about whether or not we're going to even recognize loved ones. Have you heard of this? Like, what will we even? This just gets better and better. I mean, maybe you have some relatives that it would be nice to, like, do I know you? But, so I'm told there's uncertainty about whether we'll have any memories at all or not. You know, that, and if that's the case, is it even us? And so the eternal paradise seems to, it kind of runs a little flat. Overall, I'm surprised about how little curiosity Christian people who are particularly motivated by the reward of heaven and whose religion could be reduced to simply a ticket to heaven, it surprises me how little curiosity there actually seems to be about heaven. Rarely do we hear sermons about heaven. Rarely do people ask about it, except they wonder if their loved ones are there. And then more often, the one question as a pastor that you will hear the most about heaven is, will my pets be there? I kid you not.